And now to Telemachus, said wise Odysseus. Telemachus, go call Nurse Eurycleia, that I may speak to her the thing I have in mind. He spoke, and Telemachus heeded his dear father, and shaking the door, said to Nurse Eurycleia, Up, aged woman, who have charge of all the damsels in our hall, come hither. My father calls, and I will speak with you. Such were his words. Unwinged, they rested with her. Opening the doors of the stately hall, she entered. Telemachus led the way. And there among the bodies of the slain she found Odysseus, dabbled with blood and gore, like a lion come from feeding on some stall-fed ox. Its whole breast and its cheeks on either side are bloodied. Terrible is the beast to see. So dabbled was Odysseus' feet and hands. And when she saw the bodies and the quantity of blood, she was ready to cry aloud at the sight of the mighty deed. But Odysseus held her back and stayed her madness. And speaking in winged words, he said, Woman, be glad within, but hush, and make no cry. It is not right to glory in the slain. The gods' doom and their reckless deeds destroyed them, for they respected nobody on earth, bad man or good, who came among them. So, through their own perversity, they met a dismal doom. But name me now the women of the hall, and tell me who dishonor me and who are guiltless. Then said to him his dear nurse Eurycleia, Then I will tell you, child, the very truth. You have 50 women servants at the hall, whom we have taught their tasks, to card the wool and bear the servant's lot. Out of these women, 12 in all have gone the way of shame, paying no heed to me, nor even to Penelope. It is but lately Telemachus has come to manhood, and his mother has never suffered him to rule the maids. But let me go above to the bright upper chamber, and tell your wife, whom a god has laid asleep. Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, Do not wake her yet. Tell those women to come here who in the past behaved unworthily. So he spoke, and through the hall forth the old woman went to give the message to the maids and bid them come with speed. Meanwhile, Odysseus, calling to his side Telemachus, the neatherd and the swineherd, spoke to them thus in winged words. Begin to carry off the dead, and bid the women aid you. Then let them clean the goodly chairs and tables with water and porous sponges. And when you've set in order all the house, lead forth these serving maids out of the stately hall to a spot between the round house and the neat courtyard wall, and smite them with your long swords till you take life from all, so that they may forget the love they had among the suitors when they would meet them unobserved.